You're listening to SBS News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has held a three-way meeting with his Turkish and Iranian counterparts in Tehran. They discussed the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action on the Iranian nuclear program, conflict in Syria, and global food shortages caused from the Ukraine war. Mr. Putin also says he's satisfied at the outcome of a meeting earlier this month in Turkey addressing Ukrainian grain exports.
It was noted during the bilateral meeting with the Turkish President Erdogan that Russia-Turkey interaction actively develops on various tracks. I would stress that we discussed an issue of food security and collaboration on facilitating the supplies of Russian and Ukrainian grain to world markets. We expressed satisfaction about a meeting on the 13th of July on this matter that took place in Istanbul.
Turkey has been trying to broker a deal between Russia, Ukraine and the United Nations to resume Ukrainian grain exports via the Black Sea. In Washington, United States officials claim Russia is making more concerted efforts to annex occupied regions of Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the Russian government is organising manipulated referendums to push occupied regions to join Russia.
Russia is beginning to roll out a version of what you could call an annexation playbook, very similar to the one we saw in 2014. Already, Russia is installing illegitimate proxy officials in the areas of Ukraine that are under its control. And we know their next moves. First, these proxy officials will arrange sham referenda on joining Russia. Then, Russia will use those sham referenda as a basis to try to claim annexation of sovereign Ukrainian territory.
Mr. Kirby says the US is pushing for the swift admission of Sweden and Finland to NATO, a move he says is in the strategic interests of the US.
We're not the only ones, but certainly we believe it's in our interest and it's in the alliance's interest for a cession of those two countries to happen as soon as possible. These are modern militaries, militaries that we know well. We exercise with them, operate with them. I myself did a long, long time ago. And they've got incredible modern capabilities that will absolutely help bolster NATO's defensive capabilities and contribute significantly to the Article 5 commitment that we all signed.
Also in Washington, U.S. President Joe Biden's wife has welcomed a visit from Ukraine's First Lady, Olena Zelenska. Miss Biden presented Miss Zelenska with a bouquet of flowers and reflected on her visit to Ukraine on Mother's Day.
Since I last saw you, Mother's Day was, May 8th? And, I think when I came back, one of the things that I said was, you cannot go into a war zone and come back and not feel the sorrow and the pain of the people that I met.
Meanwhile in Ukraine, people are suffering the aftermath of a Russian missile attack on a residential building in Kramatorsk. Local resident Tatiana Zavodotska says she was watching television with her husband when a missile hit.
We finished our breakfast and went to the living room. The TV was on and suddenly there was an explosion. Then there were several minutes of silence. We opened the balcony on the fifth floor. We just took a step onto the balcony when the second explosion happened. Windows were blown up everywhere, including in the bedroom, living room and balcony. And all of this hit us.
Russian airstrikes also hit parts of Odessa, leaving Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to describe the attacks as terrorism. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.